Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed lately, like your yes button is on overdrive and your own needs are taking a backseat, then buckle up, because today we're diving into the superpower of setting healthy boundaries. We all want to be helpful, kind, and supportive people, right? But let's be real, sometimes saying yes to everything can leave you feeling drained, resentful, and honestly, not your best self. That's where boundaries come in. They're like the invisible fences that protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Think of them as your personal VIP pass to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty, let's get clear on why this is so important. Picture this. You're constantly juggling work deadlines, family commitments, social events, and maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care. Ever feel like you're running a marathon just to keep up? Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish or saying no to everything. It's about prioritizing what truly matters to you. It's about recognizing your limits and respecting them so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those boundary muscles. 1. Know thyself. The first step is getting crystal clear on your values, needs, and priorities. What truly matters to you? What drains your energy? What brings you joy? Once you know what fuels you and what depletes you, it becomes much easier to say no to things that don't align with those core values. 2. Practice makes perfect. Setting boundaries is a skill, just like learning to play an instrument or ride a bike. It takes time and practice, so be patient with yourself. Start small by saying no to something that doesn't feel essential. Maybe it's declining an extra commitment at work or politely passing on that social event you know you won't fully enjoy. 3. Communication is key. Clear and assertive communication is your secret weapon when setting boundaries. This doesn't mean being aggressive or demanding, it's about expressing your needs respectfully and directly. For example, instead of saying, "I'm too busy," try something like, "I'd love to help, but I have a commitment that day. Perhaps another time?" 4. Embrace the power of no. The word no is not your enemy, it's your friend. It's okay to say no when you need to protect your time, energy, and well-being. Remember, saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and resentment, while saying no allows you to prioritize what truly matters. 5. Be kind but firm. Setting boundaries doesn't mean being rude or dismissive. It's about finding a balance between being assertive and maintaining respectful relationships. You can be kind and compassionate while still setting clear expectations. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is constantly asking to borrow money, even though they know they haven't paid back previous loans. Ever feel like that? This is where boundaries come in. It's tough to say no to a friend, but being clear and consistent about your financial limits can actually strengthen the relationship in the long run. You might say something like, "I care about you and want to help, but I'm not comfortable lending money right now." You're setting a boundary while still expressing your care and support. So, let's recap. Remember, setting healthy boundaries is a superpower. It empowers you to protect your time, energy, and well-being, allowing you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Know yourself, practice makes perfect, communicate clearly, embrace the power of no, and be kind but firm. Start small, build confidence, and watch your life transform. Now go out there and set those boundaries like a boss. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need to hear it. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.